Over the last few months, the world has been shocked by a spike in violent footage appearing on Facebook Live. Today, Facebook chief executive Mark Zuckerberg announced 3,000 new staff members will be hired to prevent people abusing the live streaming feature. Nicole Wedding asked Dr. Vincent O'Donnell, media consultant at RMIT, if Facebook actions will be enough to solve the problem.
I think the first thing is to realise that finally Facebook, YouTube and things like that are starting to come to grips with the fact that they are in fact broadcast. They're not just social media channels. They're also involved in communications. They are, in a sense, modern day publishers of news and communication. So that's a first and useful step. Whether 3,000 additional people, in addition to the 4,500 I'm told, are already vetting content will be enough is yet to be demonstrated. Facebook has about 13,000 people total working for it around the world. That lean and mean employment structure is actually going to take a hit. So it's going to cost a lot more to run these institutions if they are to continue as they presently are.
When it comes to Facebook Live and the equivalent features on other platforms, do you think that the benefits like citizen journalism and things like that outweigh the downsides?
A lot of the citizen journalism which we've seen over the past decade has been stuff which has been captured and then uploaded. So the actual live streaming of events is a relatively new phenomenon. And it has had some quite crucial benefits. It's provided, for example, raw footage of some recent and nasty events such as the murder of so many citizens in Cannes when that truck driver went crazy, and of course that occasion when the woman live-streamed the death of her husband who'd been shot by local police. So it's thrown up some images which in a sense have contributed, at least as raw material, to our understanding of the world. On the other hand, it's providing opportunities where people who are seriously deranged are taking advantage of this medium. And these people have always been with us, but now they've got much greater access to these means of communication to aggrandise themselves, albeit very briefly.
Presumably, the sharing of violence exists on other social media platforms as well. Why is Facebook the subject of most of the media scrutiny?
It's partly to do with the fact that Mark Zuckerberg has made himself so prominent. If you want a go-to person to comment on the social responsibility of new media, you would tend to go to Zuckerberg. Hence, Facebook gets a lot more publicity out of him. But on the other hand, they are not the only platform that's relevant to this conversation. YouTube is another example of this. For example, there's been a recent crisis on there over a site called Daddy05, where two parents have been making zillions out of abusing their children on video and then publishing this on the website, so that the other media should actually be coming up for scrutiny. As for other things like Instagram and so forth, I think the profile has been much lower and hence they have attracted less attention. But these media are avenues through which these same abuses of communication can occur.
Do you think the increase in these kinds of conversations around Facebook will hurt the platform in the long run?
I think more likely the thing that will hurt Facebook in the long term is if its business model becomes so dependent upon people that it will push up its costs, and hence that will shift the way it operates. It's certainly going to change their business model to some extent, and I hope it will not make them less attractive. If anything, by Facebook acting more responsibly, and this applies also to YouTube, maybe they become the style leaders for the rest of social media, so that we actually clean up social media in a way that probably is desirable.
Dr. Vincent O'Donnell, media consultant at the Royal Melbourne Institute of Technology, speaking to The Wire's Nicole Wedding.